took girls, a couple of your girls up to Broken Bow after qualifying from the sub-districts last week. District yesterday up in Broken Bow, and both punched their tickets for the state meet.
Yes, they did. We were up in the sub-districts last weekend, Friday in Gothenburg, and two of our girls, Mika Dobb and Kaylee Steinbeck, both made it to yesterday's district, the Nebraska 4A girls district tournament. And yes, we got them both through. Tough tournament. We knew we needed to wrestle really well to make it to Omaha and punch their tickets, and they both did.
Now, in girls wrestling, you kind of mentioned the A4 folks in Class A. Well, there was only four districts around the state in girls wrestling right now, right?
Correct. Right about 39 to 40 schools in each district, so four different districts throughout the state. So it's all Class A Nebraska girls wrestling.
And you feel like that's going to change a little bit in the years to come, right?
We think there is a proposal in right now, and it's traveled well on its way, and probably see two classes next year of girls.
Talk about your young ladies. They got their tickets punched. They get a chance to work out for another whole week, get ready for next week, don't they?
Yes, they do. Mika Dobb went in as a 4 seed. Kaylee went in as a 5 seed. We knew our game plan was that you win those first matches, that was huge, because the semifinals matches were both going to be tough. If you don't make it through that, coming back through, we set ourselves up better by winning that first round match.
Close matches were some really nail biters yesterday.
Well, I'll tell you what, sometimes I think I'm too old. It's a lot of stress. You know, those matches that go 1 point, and the match that Kaylee wrestled to get in and punch her ticket, it was 6-5 till the very end. We got a takedown to make it 8-5 to finish. But yeah, those wear on you, stressful, but it's always nice to come out on top.
You bet. You mentioned one was a 4, one was a 5 seed, so you had to knock off some pretty good wrestlers to get your chance to go.
We did. If you win that first round match there, you guarantee, I mean, you just solidify yourself as a 4 seed, you know. If you come back through, you're not going to see, you know, the semifinalists that lost in the other cross brackets, so. Definitely a better situation for you to win those matches.
I bet that gym was just packed to the max yesterday, wasn't it?
No, that was a great atmosphere. I mean, it was full up there. Broken Bow did a nice job of hosting the district tournament, but that's about as loud a gym as I've been in for a while, so it was fun.
You bet. Of that district, it had some quality teams. You probably had some individuals you've already had a chance to see this year, right?
We did. Kaylee's first round match was against a girl from Minden that we had seen before and wrestled. Mika's first round match was an Omaha North girl, and we never get to see Omaha North, so you go in not knowing a whole lot about them, and they just got to go wrestle.
So now we get back to work again on Monday. Got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then girls' first round matches will be on?
On Thursday.
Thursday.
The girls will weigh in at 1 o'clock, and this year we're going to wrestle with the A and the D classes.
Mm-hmm.
They switched it up from last year. So, yeah, we'll get 3 days of practice in this week, and we'll head down to Omaha on Wednesday.
All right. It's been a good year for the girls. I know you, battled some injuries this year, didn't you?
Boy, it's just been a tough year. I think we faced about everything. You know, we lost our leader and our state runner-up last year, Ambie Custer. We had a sophomore girl, Alexis Steinbeck, that was really coming along and really liking the sport, and she had an out-of-school accident that she's still healing up from. So we think a lot of those two girls, we've missed them. Peyton Cock, and I was just looking here at our wins, you know, we've got 28, 26, 24 wins for those girls, you know, so far this year. So it has been a good season.
And Peyton just fell a little bit short last week.
Just a little bit short. Boy, it sure would have been fun to have her at that district tournament, and I wouldn't be surprised if we'd be taking her to Omaha also.
And the one thing is, all these girls are underclassmen, correct?
Yes. Kaylee, a freshman. Peyton, a sophomore, and Mika, a junior, so they'll all be back.
And then hopefully, I saw Ambie the other day walk. I saw her out and about, and she's got that the elbow kind of contraption on, trying to heal up and everything. Hopefully, she'll be good as ever next year.
Sure hope so.
Yep. I'm sure she just watching probably just killed her.
Oh, unbelievable. Yep, she does. Yeah. Not a fan of that at all.
Exactly right. So.